Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a couple of our favorite folks, Donald Hunter and Clara Villarosa. And Donald is a certified financial planner and an investor. Clara Villarosa is an author, an entrepreneur. They're both parents. They both have children. And they've been to town. They know what's going on in the world. And we've asked them to join us today, both of them, to help us commemorate and celebrate Black History Month, as we've done now for several years, even though they're on the show other times during the year. Okay, so I wonder, and I want to ask you guys this question. Have we slouched, have we sunk, have we succumbed to a condition in society, in America, where we're more comfortable focusing on how we're different? The races, I'm talking about the races, blacks and whites, that we focus on our differences rather than what we hold in common, what we have in common. We have a lot, we have so many things in common. And I just wonder if I don't know. What do you guys think about that? What do you think, Don?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that we could point out here is that we have governments around the world influencing the consciousness in this country. We have certain politicians flipping up differences. But in the real world, out of the media, I don't see it when I'm moving around the country.
I think you're saying when you you're exactly right, Don. That's an excellent point, Clara, that Don's making. When I travel around working with corporate America, working with small businesses, I see people of all shapes and sizes and colors just getting along great. Working together, hiring each other, promoting each other, buying and selling from each other, living next door to each other. Donald's making an excellent point, isn't he?
Yes, he is. We do that, but the message that we get is polarizing.
Right. Why is that important? Why is it necessary for those people to sell that stuff, and why are we buying it, Clara?
It's important to sell it because they're trying to sell something. And what they're selling doesn't fit with the merging or the getting to know each other. I've recently been really listening to people who are different from me, mm-hmm. and trying to hear their point of view. That doesn't happen very often, but it does if we're in situations in small groups, yeah. maybe at home, maybe in our community, where that happens, where we can hear each other and talk to each other.
And you're talking about promoting intellectual honesty. And that's what I fear we're losing a lot of these days, Donald. What do you think? You and I are different. We disagree on something, but we love each other. We care about each other, and we respect each other. But we disagree about something. And if we're intellectually honest, hey, how about if I take your argument today and you take mine today?
Absolutely. And what I was thinking was, I don't hate the players. I hate the game, and it's yeah. just the nature of politics. That, you know, everyone's spinning in order to get in
right.
power. They're hungry for power, and they're going to do anything they can.
Isn't it a shame, though, Don, based on what you were saying, isn't it a shame that the people who are featured in our media are not the people of all shapes and sizes and colors who are getting along and doing great and living and working together? instead of the people who were just causing trouble, Clara.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you're saying, if there's a divide in color, I may look at the world and say, oh, my, I see one thing. But person of a different race may look at it and say, you know, it really isn't as bad as you think it is. And so that difference is based on your own perceptions, your own openness to look at things differently, and to really see my point of view. I was on a board for 20 years, and I was the only African-American on the board. And it was interesting to see the responses to me. I would walk in the room, and I'm certainly aware that I'm the only black person in the room. Well, they would walk in the room, and they would never see that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying that I see that either. I'm just saying that if you listened to what we've been talking about, to what Donald said earlier, you would think that the country was about to explode. But the truth is, it's just kind of it's not really what's going on out across Main Street America, right? Is that right, Donald?
It's silent and it's undercover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let's let that bubble up. How do we make that bubble up? Let's talk about that when we come back. How do we make this bubble up? How do we get these other voices, these voices that are working together and living together and playing together, neighbors, employees, coworkers, friends? How do we get those voices up into the media? And we'll do that after this break. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blessing.
Great question.
We're celebrating Black History Month with two of our great friends.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.